In this audio narrative media transcript version of a LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, customer support ticket, each content link external reference will be provided in full in the order of link importance. This is the most detailed reasoning even if the link has an introduction text included at the top address here for the human reader of LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform staff agent. 4. Such brief usage does not pass the urgency of this situation of life and death concerns of my personal creation of this LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, customer help support, as interlaced to extreme concerns. If not brought into a proper focus, the email address itself assigned to my profile will default. Email address, quote, facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at signed gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as factstonlie.hated@signgmail.com, end quote. Number one, my basic human needs that have been ignored and violated for a long time history back, including acts against me by LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform itself, and number two, my basic human rights that have been ignored and violated for a long time history back, including acts against me by LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform itself. I would not want to be mistakenly misdirected to a unilateral decision to not hold discussion points of a conversation like you show that proclivity of the unethical, unprofessional tone of disassociating responsive moral responsibility in the administration of a social media computing technology platform. See, Plato Stanford.edu, Computing and Moral Responsibility, https://platostanford.edu/computing-responsibility/, here provided to LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform support ticket, introduction, full table of contents, free to act, and conclusion. LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, customer support ticket details then follows, Computing and Moral Responsibility, first published Wednesday, July 18th, 2012, substantive revision Friday, February 16th, 2018. Traditionally, philosophical discussions on moral responsibility have focused on the human components in moral action. Accounts of how to ascribe moral responsibility usually describe human agents performing actions that have well-defined, direct consequences. In today's increasingly technological society, however, human activity cannot be properly understood without making reference to technological artifacts, which complicates the ascription of moral responsibility. Jonas 1984, Wilbers 2009, 1. As we interact with and through these artifacts, they affect the decisions that we make and how we make them. Latour 1992. They persuade, facilitate and enable particular human cognitive processes, actions or attitudes, while constraining, discouraging and inhibiting others. For instance, internet search engines prioritize and present information in a particular order, thereby influencing what internet users get to see. As Verbeek points out, such technological artifacts are active mediators that actively co-shape people's being in the world, their perception and actions, experience and existence. 2006, page 364. As active mediators, they change the character of human action and as a result it challenges conventional notions of moral responsibility. Jonas 1984, Johnson 2001. Computing presents a particular case for understanding the role of technology in moral responsibility. As these technologies become a more integral part of daily activities, automate more decision-making processes and continue to transform the way people communicate and relate to each other, they further complicate the already problematic tasks of attributing moral responsibility. The growing pervasiveness of computer technologies in everyday life, the growing complexities of these technologies and the new possibilities that they provide raise new kinds of questions. Who is responsible for the information published on the internet? Who is responsible when a self-driving vehicle causes an accident? Who is accountable when electronic records are lost or when they contain errors? To what extent and for what period of time are developers of computer technologies accountable for untoward consequences of their products? And as computer technologies become more complex and behave increasingly autonomous, can or should humans still be held responsible for the behavior of these technologies? This entry will first look at the challenges that computing poses to conventional notions of moral responsibility. The discussion will then review two different ways in which various authors have addressed these challenges. 1. By reconsidering the idea of moral agency, and 2. By rethinking the concept of moral responsibility itself. 1. Challenges to moral responsibility. 1.1 Causal contribution. 1.2 Considering the consequences. 1.3 Free to act. 2. Can computers be moral agents? 2.1 computers as morally responsible agents, 2.2 creating autonomous moral agents, 2.3 expanding the concept of moral agency, 3 rethinking the concept of moral responsibility, 3.1 assigning responsibility, 3.2 responsibility as practice, 4 conclusion. Bibliography. 1.3 Free to Act. The freedom to act is probably the most important condition for attributing moral responsibility and also one of the most contested. We tend to excuse people for moral blame if they had no other choice but to act in the way that they did. We typically do not hold people responsible if they were coerced or forced to take particular actions. In moral philosophy, the freedom to act can also mean that a person has free will or autonomy. Fisher 1999. Someone can be held morally responsible because she acts on the basis of her own authentic thoughts and motivations and has the capacity to control her behavior. Johnson 2001. Note that this conception of autonomy differs from the way the term autonomy is often used in computer science, where it tends to refer to the ability of a robot or computer system to independently perform complex tasks in unpredictable environments for extended periods of time. Norman 2009. Nevertheless, there is little consensus on what capacities human beings have that other entities do not have, which enables them to act freely. See the entries on free will, autonomy in moral and political philosophy, personal autonomy and compatibilism. Does it require rationality, emotion, intentionality or cognition? Indeed, one important debate in moral philosophy centers on the question of whether human beings really have autonomy or free will, and, if not, can moral responsibility still be attributed, as Schumann 2016. In practice, attributing autonomy or free will to humans on the basis of the fulfillment of a set of conditions turns out to be a less than straightforward endeavor. We attribute autonomy to persons and degrees. An adult is generally considered to be more autonomous than a child. As individuals in a society, our autonomy is thought to vary because we are manipulated, controlled or influenced by forces outside of ourselves, such as by our parents or through peer pressure. Moreover, internal physical or psychological influences, such as addictions or mental problems, are perceived as further constraining the autonomy of a person. Computing, like other technologies, adds an additional layer of complexity to determining whether someone is free to act, as it affects the choices that humans have and how they make them. One of the biggest application areas of computing is the automation of decision-making processes and control. Automation can help to centralize and increase control over multiple processes for those in charge, while it limits the discretionary power of human operators on the lower-end of the decision-making chain. An example is provided by the automation of decision-making in public administration. Bovens and Zoritis 2002. Large public sector organizations have over the last few decades progressively standardized and formalized their production processes. The process of issuing decisions about student loans, speeding tickets or tax returns is carried out almost entirely by computer systems. Note here directed to LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Policy review of this customer support ticket. This has reduced the scope of the administrative discretion that many officials, such as tax inspectors, welfare workers, and policy officers, have in deciding how to apply formal policy rules in individual cases. Repeating for LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, quote, "This has reduced the scope of the administrative discretion that many officials, such as tax inspectors, welfare workers, and policy officers, have in deciding how to apply formal policy rules in individual cases." That would be the individual case of James Martin Driscoll, end quote, and holds the binding of Mpatapo of the imperative emphasis that the role of LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, must carry forward here as not an undeclinable option. What is before you is a demand of an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, you are unable to decline your interest or involvement. Continuing Computing and Moral Responsibility Educational Scholarly Citation Paper. Citizens no longer interact with officials that have significant responsibility in applying their knowledge of the rules and regulations to decide what is appropriate. For example, would it be better to let someone off with a warning or is a speeding ticket required? Rather, decisions are pre-programmed in the algorithms that apply the same measures and rules regardless of the person or the context. For example, a speeding camera does not care about the context. Responsibility for decisions made, in these cases, has moved from street-level bureaucrats to the system-level bureaucrats, such as managers and computer experts, that decide on how to convert policy and legal frameworks into algorithms and decision-trees. The automation of bureaucratic processes illustrates that some computer technologies are intentionally designed to limit the discretion of some human beings. Indeed, the field of persuasive technology explicitly aims to develop technological artifacts that persuade humans to perform in desirable ways. Ajit Salsteja et al. 2006. An example is the anti-alcohol law that is already in use in a number of countries, including the USA, Canada, Sweden and the UK. It requires the driver to pass a breathing test before she can start the car. This technology forces a particular kind of action and leaves the driver with hardly any choice. Other technologies might have a more subtle way of steering behavior, by either persuading or seducing users, Verbeek 2006. For example, the onboard computer devices in some cars that show, in real-time, information about fuel consumption can encourage the driver to optimize fuel efficiency. Such technologies are designed with the explicit aim of making humans behave responsibly by limiting their options or persuading them to choose in a certain way. Verbeek notes that critics of the idea of intentionally developing technology to enforce morally desirable behavior have argued that it jettisons the democratic principles of our society and threatens human dignity. They argue that it deprives humans of their ability and rights to make deliberate decisions and to act voluntarily. In addition, critics have claimed that if humans are not acting freely, their actions cannot be considered moral. These objections can be countered, as Verbeek argues, by pointing to the rules, norms, regulations and a host of technological artifacts that already set conditions for actions that humans are able or allowed to perform. Moreover, he notes, technological artifacts, as active mediators, affect the actions and experiences of humans, but they do not determine them. Some people have creatively circumvented the strict morality of the alcohol law by having an air pump in the car, Vital 2004. Nevertheless, these critiques underline the issues at stake in automating decision-making processes. Computing can set constraints on the freedom a person has to act and thus affects the extent to which he can be held morally responsible. The challenges that computer technologies present with regard to the conditions for ascribing responsibility indicate the limitations of conventional ethical frameworks in dealing with the question of moral responsibility. Traditional models of moral responsibility seem to be developed for the kinds of actions performed by an individual that have directly visible consequences, Wilbur's 2009. However, in today's society, attributions of responsibility to an individual or a group of individuals are intertwined with the artifacts with which they interact as well as with intentions and actions of other human agents that these artifacts mediate. Acting with computer technologies may require a different kind of analysis of who can be held responsible and what it means to be morally responsible. 4. Conclusion. Computer technologies have challenged conventional conceptions of moral responsibility and have raised questions about how to distribute responsibility appropriately. Can human beings still be held responsible for the behavior of complex computer technologies that they have limited control over or understanding of? Are human beings the only agents that can be held morally responsible, or can the concept of moral agent be extended to include artificial computational entities? In response to such questions, philosophers have re-examined the concepts of moral agency and moral responsibility. Although there is no clear consensus on what these concepts should entail in an increasingly digital society, what is clear from the discussions is that any reflection on these concepts will need to address how these technologies affect human action and the boundaries between computer technologies and human beings. Can you there at LinkedIn, #1 professional social media platform, be any less unprofessional in your complete disregard of the content's main theme provided here? Universal Declaration of Human Rights, https://www.org/about-us/universal-declaration-of-human-rights. Highly imperative emphasis would be a need to acknowledge from LinkedIn, #1 professional social media platform, customer support staff. Social protection covering situations beyond one's control. Note that I have not been given proper respect of address. In fact, I am a targeted individual of gang stalking as a documented living reality for thousands of persons affected by this unlawful and criminal act against citizens of the United States of America on the National Institutes of Health. Search URL https://sarcnih.gov. National Institutes of Health /SARC-UTF-8%E2/9C%93 and affiliate /new-inquiry/gang-stalking-and-commit/search-each-document-of-3 matching researched findings published by name found by this search URL will be included to this audio media. Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any medium regardless of frontiers. Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights covers a wide range of rights, including those to adequate food, water, sanitation, clothing, housing and medical care, as well as social protection covering situations beyond one's control, such as disability, widowhood, unemployment and old age. Universal Declaration of Human Rights at 70.30 Articles on 30 Articles-Article 25. Article 25, Right to Adequate Standard of Living. Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights covers a wide range of rights, including those to adequate food, water, sanitation, clothing, housing and medical care, as well as social protection covering situations beyond one's control, such as disability, widowhood, unemployment and old age, mothers and children are singled out for special care. This article is an effort to secure freedom from want, based on U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt's famous vision of four freedoms. In a speech in 1941, he looked forward to a world founded upon four essential human freedoms: the freedom of speech and expression, the freedom to worship God in his own way, freedom from want and freedom from fear. After Roosevelt's death and the end of World War II, his widow Eleanor often referred to the four freedoms as head of the committee drafting the UDHR. A hungry 14-year-old girl picked up a narrow line of grain fallen into the dust from a truck. She was penalized only 3 years with the extenuating circumstances of not having plundered the socialist property directly from field or corn loft. Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago. The phrase freedom from fear and want appears in the preamble to the UDHR, and Article 25 tells us what that should look like. It is further fleshed out in the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, part of the trio of instruments that comprise the Bill of Rights, along with the UDHR. After two articles that looked after the rights of working people, Article 25 emphasizes that everyone has social and economic rights. There is a level below which nobody should fall. In language that is now old-fashioned, yet expresses a progressive notion, this article specifies that all children are guaranteed the same rights whether born in or out of wedlock. Article 25 also forms the basis for current efforts to address the particular challenges facing millions of older women and men around the world. The first requirement listed in Article 25 as being necessary for a standard of living adequate for health and well-being is food. A former UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Jean Ziegler, observed that the right to food does not mean handing out free food to everyone. However, governments are obliged not to prevent access to adequate food by, for example, forced eviction from land, destruction of crops or criminalization of poverty. Governments also have to take adequate steps to ensure that private sector activities do not impinge on people's right to food. And, similarly, private water services cannot compromise equal, affordable and physical access to sufficient, safe and acceptable water supplies. Many experts say the world produces enough food to feed itself, but some 815 million people continue to suffer from chronic hunger because of unequal distribution of wealth and resources. They are too poor to buy food, do not have land to produce their own food or face a variety of other obstacles that could be resolved. Half the world's population is missing out on essential health services, and 100 million are pushed into poverty each year trying to pay for them. This is a violation of the human right to health. WHO Director-General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, poverty is both a cause and a consequence of violations of human rights, and places many other rights listed in the UDHR out of reach. The World Bank and World Health Organization reported in 2017 that at least half of the world's population, some 3.8 billion people, is too poor to get essential health care services, inconsistent with the right to health spelled out in Article 25. They also said nearly a billion people spend 10% or more of their household income on health expenses for themselves, a sick child or another family member. For almost 100 million people, these expenses are high enough to push them into extreme poverty, an unacceptable and unnecessary situation. They said, extreme poverty is more than just a lack of sufficient income. For the Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, extreme poverty involves a lack of income, a lack of access to basic services, health, schooling and living conditions, and social exclusion. By this measure, over 2.2 billion people, 30% of the world's population, are either near or already living in poverty. The current Special Rapporteur, Philip Alston, tasked with advancing the eradication of such poverty, has pointed out that extreme poverty is not confined to developing countries. Government policies can entrench high levels of poverty and inflict unnecessary misery in even the richest countries in the world. Repeating, Universal Declaration of Human Rights, https://www.org/about-us/universal-declaration-of-human-rights. Highly imperative emphasis would be a need to acknowledge from LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, customer support staff, social protection covering situations beyond one's control. Note that I have not been given proper respect of addresses, that I am a targeted individual of gang stalking documented as a living reality on the National Institutes of Health. Search URL https://sarcnih.gov. National Institutes of Health /sarc-utf-8=%he2/9c%93 and affiliate equals new inquiry equals gang stalking and commit equals search dash each document of three matching researched findings published by name found by this search URL will be included to this audio media. Site NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health match subject gang stalking published research finding number 1 of 3, https://www.nclmnih.gov, National Institutes of Health /BMC7178134/, Int J Envir and Res Public Health, 2020 APR, 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6th doi 10.3390/AJR 17072506 PMCID PMC 7178134 PMID 32268595 The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences, Lorraine Sheridan, 1, David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1, Match Research 2 of 3, https://pubmedbnlminh.gov, National Institutes of Health /33666560/, JMed Intern Address, 2021 March 5, 23, 3E25722, doi. 10.2196/25722, Linguistic Analysis of Online Communication About a Novel Persecutory Belief System, Gangstalking, Mixed Method Study, Andrew Lustig 1-2, Gavin Brooks 3, Daniel Hunt 4, Affiliations, PMID, 33666560, PMCID, PMC 7980115, doi. 10.2196/25722, Match Research Number 3 of 3, https://www.nkbnlminh.gov, National Institutes of Health /mxlashertikla/pmc 8569537/, JMIR Ment Health, 2021 October, 8, 10, E30311, published online 2021 October 21st doi. 10.2196/30311, PMCID, PMC 8569537, PMID, 34673523, Social Semiotics of Gangstalking Evidence Videos on YouTube, Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System, Monitoring Editor, Gunther Isenbach, reviewed by Shazad Ashraf, Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, corresponding author number 1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, number 2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD number 3. Each of these documents will be included to the above-mentioned full detailed spoken voice transcribed media release, https://www.cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute.gov/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion-html/disability-inclusion, making sure everybody has the same opportunities to participate in every aspect of life to the best of their abilities and desires. What is disability inclusion? Including people with disabilities in everyday activities and encouraging them to have roles similar to their peers who do not have a disability is disability inclusion. This involves more than simply encouraging people. It requires making sure that adequate policies and practices are in effect in a community or organization. Inclusion should lead to increased participation in socially expected life roles and activities, such as being a student, worker, friend, community member, patient, spouse, partner, or parent. Socially expected activities may also include engaging in social activities, using public resources such as transportation and libraries, moving about within communities, receiving adequate health care, having relationships, and enjoying other day-to-day activities. Disability inclusion and the health of people with disabilities. Disability inclusion allows for people with disabilities to take advantage of the benefits of the same health promotion and prevention activities experienced by people who do not have a disability. Examples of these activities include education and counseling programs that promote physical activity, improve nutrition or reduce the use of tobacco, alcohol or drugs, and blood pressure and cholesterol assessment during annual health exams, and screening for illnesses such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Including people with disabilities in these activities begins with identifying and eliminating barriers to their participation. https://discovermagazine.com/health/worried-about-your-foul-mouth-swearing-could-actually-be-good-for-you-health-worried-about-swearing-too-much. Science says you shouldn't be. People who swear like a sailor are more honest and more intelligent, studies show, by Alex Orlando, Jan 14, 2026 AM. Well, damn, maybe you stubbed your toe first thing in the morning, or some thoughtless commuter forced you to slam the brakes on the drive to work. Perhaps you're just fed up with it all and feel like sinking to your knees and cursing the heavens. If you've ever suppressed the urge to unleash a string of obscenities, maybe think again. Some research suggests that it might be a better idea to simply let the filth fly. Scientifically speaking, a penchant for profanity doesn't seem to be such a bad thing. Studies have shown that swearing relieves stress, dulls the sensation of pain, fosters camaraderie among peers and is linked with traits like verbal fluency, openness and honesty, and the effects of cursing are physical as well as mental. A 2018 study in psychology of sport and exercise found that letting out a few choice words during a workout can actually make you stronger. In the study, participants who cursed aloud while gripping a hand vise were able to squeeze harder and longer. Timothy J. Professor Emeritus of Psychology at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, thinks that humans partly develop taboo language as an emotional release valve. There's a point where it's just more efficient to say, fuck you, than it is to hit somebody. As Jay, a world-renowned expert in cursing, we've evolved this very efficient way to vent our emotions and convey them to others. Damn honest, beyond swearing's impacts on the body and mind, research has shown that cursing can influence our social dynamics, too. A 2012 study found that swearing can enhance the effectiveness and persuasiveness of an argument. In addition, cursing can also convey an emotional reaction to something without us resorting to physical violence. And while many might consider swearing less than savory, a recent study revealed that people who curse often actually lie less and have a higher degree of integrity. After the scientists surveyed how often participants use profanity, they conducted a series of tests to determine how truthful an individual was. The research team found a positive link between profanity and honesty. Cursing was associated with less deception on an interpersonal level, and higher levels of integrity overall. https://www.natimes.com/2019/02/15/opinion/sunday/email-etiquette-html. Opinion. No, you can't ignore email. It's rude. Being overwhelmed is no excuse. It's hard to be good at your job if you're bad at responding to people. February 15th, 2019. https://www.sitayam.com/net-responding-to-emails-is-cowardly-and-unprofessional/. Monday, February 8, 2016, 1:56 a.m. Not responding to emails is cowardly and unprofessional, https://englishwithkim.com/handle-uncomfortable-question/. Home communication skills: handle uncomfortable questions. How to handle uncomfortable questions you really don't want to answer in English, request a second look at your content. Created time: created 6 days ago. Status: closed. Case: 220301-014372. Your messages: LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Customer support: 6 days ago. After taking a second look, we confirmed your content goes against our professional community policies. https://www.linkedin, number one professional social media platform.com/legal/professional-community-policies. We understand that this might not be the response you wanted, but we work to apply our policies in a fair and consistent way for all of our members. Thanks again for being part of the LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform community. Martin Hauser. Martin Hauser, 6 days ago. Content: earn, Lee, comment, activity 690130674188821299269024286532174804. 690242865321748074. Email address: quote, facts don't lie dot hated on dot I died at sign gmail.com, end quote. Spelled out fully as F A C T S D O N T L I E dot H A T E D O N dot I D I E D at sign G M A I L dot C O M, end quote. Please provide as much detail as possible about a reason for your request. Please open this legal necessary dash life and death matters dash rules. Created time: created 17 seconds ago. Status: open case 220301-014187- let's continue a conversation. You will find that in my network connections dash I have established these connections. 5 connections sort by search with filters. Todd L. Grande, PhD. Member's name is Todd L. Grande, PhD. Member's occupation: licensed mental health counselor at self-employed. Connected 1 day ago. Stephen Seremb. Member's name: Stephen Seremb. Member's occupation: pastoral coordinator at Diocese or San Bernardino. Connected 6 days ago. Dilip Kumar. Status is reachable. Member's name: Dilip Kumar. Member's occupation: regional account manager at Zoho, spelled Z-O-H-O, an online web presence technology company described as. Zoho Corporation is an Indian multinational technology company that makes web-based business tools. The homepage title is Cloud Software Suite and SaaS Application for Businesses. The motto mission on the page reflects in bold print, quote, your life's work powered by our life's work, end quote. On February 15, 2022, first contact 9:06 p.m. Pacific local time. Something crosses channels of ideals and priority. An at reality audit defined as undeclinable deliverance of the truth must prevail to an abuse complaint against one of its customers. Corporation connected 1 week ago. McMurphy members name. McMurphy members occupation regional director at Dash, Zaho spelled Z-O-H-O, an online web presence technology company described as. Zaho Corporation is an Indian multinational technology company that makes web-based business tools. The homepage title is Cloud Software Suite and SaaS Application for Businesses. The motto mission on the page reflects in bold print quote, your life's work powered by our life's work end quote on February 15, 2022. First contact 9:06 p.m. Pacific local time. Something crosses channels of ideals and priority. An at reality audit defined as undeclinable deliverance of the truth must prevail to an abuse complaint against one of its customers. Connected 1 week ago. JMay web members name. JMay web members occupation messenger at the wild side guys. Connected 1 week ago. Dash Todd El Grande, PhD, is a popular YouTube creator and influencer, and Steven Sarembos, my direct property line neighbor to 3260 Grande Vista, and is a lawyer. I am requesting my original LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform profile under James Martin Driscoll be restored. I am requesting huge redirect of change of priorities. I am not asking for those to be a part of a requirement of thing concerned a demand for an undeclinable deliverance of the truth. You might want to check http://LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform .fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.net/history that I continue to hold http://web domains fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.net/fbi.gov/index/fbi.gov icon name last modified size description parent dear parent directory dash dear LinkedIn number one professional social media platform dash fbi dash absolute insanity has been reached phyllis/2021-11-18232-txt LinkedIn number one professional social media platform dash fbi dash absolute insanity has been reached htm 2019-07-1706-15567k. Do I actually need to get a lawyer involved to the court case of the century? Seriously? The Zaho spelled Z-O-H-O, an online web presence technology company described as. Zaho Corporation is an Indian multinational technology company that makes web-based business tools. The homepage title is Cloud Software Suite and SaaS Application for Businesses. The motto mission on the page reflects in bold print quote, your life's work powered by our life's work end quote on February 15, 2022. First contact 9:06 p.m. Pacific local time. Something crosses channels of ideals and priority. An at reality audit defined as undeclinable deliverance of the truth must prevail to an abuse complaint against one of its customers. Connections relate to if I need to pay for member services there for $1,100 plus a year to get a professional courtesy in all professional relations in civil society. http://Zaho spelled Z-O-H-O, an online web presence technology company described as. Zaho Corporation is an Indian multinational technology company that makes web-based business tools. The homepage title is Cloud Software Suite and SaaS Application for Businesses. The motto mission on the page reflects in bold print quote, your life's work powered by our life's work end quote on February 15, 2022. First contact 9:06 p.m. Pacific local time. Something crosses channels of ideals and priority. An at reality audit defined as undeclinable deliverance of the truth must prevail to an abuse complaint against one of its customers dash com fucked up human dot space. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web name space, public access data space considered temporary but apo not binding, spelled fuckedupHuman.space, is one of the links that are presented in http://knock-knock-angels-coil-history-view-professionalism-lost-have-seriously-seriously-fucked-it-all-up. Time to conceive this fantasy of that you can never be wrong in anything. You are wrong in many, many of these acts against me. LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Customer support. 6 days ago, we received your request to take a second look. If we find your content doesn't go against our professional community policies, https://www.linkedin, number one professional social media platform.com/legal/professional-community-policies. We'll put it back on LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform. Thanks for your patience while we look into this. This customer support will be adapted to a post of a new article. https://www.linkedin.com/post/news/ given here save error reporting data sections of profile involved in LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform, customer support ticketing. The efforts here should foster a discussion, not dismissal of key pointed questions I offer you. LinkedIn, number one professional social media platform staff ignore unprofessionally. This is a wicked problem. https://www.stanabrooketa/com/wick-problems/about/what-is-a-wicked-problem. What's a wicked problem? In 1973, design theorists Horst Riddle and Melvin Weber introduced the term wicked problem in order to draw attention to the complexities and challenges of addressing planning and social policy problems. Unlike the tame problems of mathematics and chess, the wicked problems of planning lack clarity in both their aims and solutions. In addition to these challenges of articulation and internal logic, they are subject to real-world constraints that prevent multiple and risk-free attempts at solving. As described by Riddle and Weber, wicked problems have 10 important characteristics. 1. They do not have a definitive formulation. 2. They do not have a stopping rule. In other words, these problems lack an inherent logic that signals when they are solved. 3. Their solutions are not true or false, only good or bad. 4. There is no way to test the solution to a wicked problem. 5. They cannot be studied through trial and error. Their solutions are irreversible, so, as Riddle and Weber put it, every trial counts. 6. There is no end to the number of solutions or approaches to a wicked problem. 7. All wicked problems are essentially unique. 8. Wicked problems can always be described as the symptom of other problems. 9. The way a wicked problem is described determines its possible solutions. 10. Planners, that is those who present solutions to these problems, have no right to be wrong. Unlike mathematicians, planners are liable for the consequences of the solutions they generate. The effects can matter a great deal to the people who are touched by those actions. Climate change, like problems in education policy and public health, is a wicked problem. It avoids straightforward articulation and is impossible to solve in a way that is simple or final. Our changing conversations around climate science and conservation, the unique regional factors that determine the local consequences of climate change, and our ability to present endless possible solutions, as well as the irreversibility of these solutions, require we approach climate change with holistic and collaborative reasoning in search of long-term, future-focused solutions. As scholars who work in the environmental humanities, our goal is to understanding the problems of climate change while also critiquing the language and methods we use to articulate those problems. Riddle, H.W., and Weber, M.M., 1973, Dilemmas in a General Theory of Planning, Policy Sciences, 4, 2, 155-169, https://www.gathecheta/facts/lenda/riddle/riddle-dilemma.pdf. Our source missing. I will have to research a new link for inclusion to audio narrative media. Final thoughts. What are unprofessional and professional standards that must apply to save human life?